Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have around the table. They're back for their annual review.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Brain Trust at the Rock Hill Housing Authority, and that is Dwayne Alford, who's the executive director. And I don't know whether I could classify him as Brain Trust, but he is here. His name is David Casey. Hi, David.
Hi, Manny.
Nice to see you.
Always good to see your smiling face.
Well, in all seriousness, you guys are doing great work, and it's a story that just needs to be told more and more and more, because up until recently, I mean, I really had no idea of all that you do. So let's start with some introductions. Dwayne, tell everybody a little bit about you, if you would.
Well, I've been here with the Housing Authority for a little over 10 years now as executive director. My previous background in housing and community development has had me working with two other housing authorities, one in Chesapeake, Virginia, the other in Portsmouth, Virginia, and spent a little time doing housing and community development down in the city of Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, boy.
So got an opportunity to come here to Rock Hill, be the executive director, and would share with everyone that I am a veteran of the United States Army.
Oh, I remember that.
Combat veteran, to be exact, Gulf War, and happily married to my wife, Linda. I have two boys.
Smart.
Just excited to be a part of the new changes and things that are occurring here in Rock Hill as the city continues to grow and we look for opportunities to develop new affordable housing.
All right, David Casey, I know you're a legend, but there are new people in town who have not met you yet. So
I wouldn't classify myself as a legend, but I have had the privilege of living in Rock Hill since 1980. I came down here to attend school at Winthrop and graduated. Met my lovely wife, Ann, and two kids later, the rest is history.
Twin boys, Bud and Bud Light.
Twin boys, David and Joe, that are active in the community in lots of different ways, but I won't get into that. But we're very blessed, very blessed.
And good to
I work for Stewart Concepts, which is an investment advisory firm here in Rock Hill. We work out of office space located at Family Trust Federal Credit Union. So we're very blessed, and I've been on the Housing Authority Board now for about 15 years.
Good Lord.
Yeah,
really?
Time flies.
Woo! Woo! In fact, you were part of recruiting him up here, right?
I was. I had the privilege of sitting through all those interviews, and we were very fortunate to land Dwayne and bring him in. He has been an incredible director for the Housing Authority. We've risen to heights that I never thought would be attainable.
Put some meat on that bone. If you can remember back 10, 15 years ago when you came, the number of units that you were supervising or whatever versus what you have now, grown tremendously?
There is a difference, tremendous difference. I think when I came on board, David and the board brought me on board, our Housing Choice Voucher program was around an authorization of 500. We've grown that program to now a little over 614 vouchers. We've acquired some property. We've added, 9 units to the portfolio, affordable units that are not subsidized in any way. We've done some things that were rather innovative. David and our board were very receptive to the idea of the Housing Authority starting a nonprofit. That nonprofit, we call it Carolina Housing and Community Development Corporation. We use that that entity very innovatively. We use that entity to rehabilitate 25 units down in the town of Great Falls.
Oh, wow.
For property that we own. Spent a little over $2.3 million rehabbing about 25 units down there. So, yes, things have changed tremendously. We've increased the inventory of affordable rentals, both here in Rock Hill and in the town of Great Falls.
So if you put a number on all of the people, how many people or how many units of all types of housing are you all involved with right now?
Oh, it's well over 1,000 units.
Yeah. 1,000 units.
Well over 1,000 units.
And as Mr. Alford said to me a few weeks ago when we were talking about the newest project down here, which we will talk about in a minute, the need is just far surpasses the supply that you have right now.
It does. It does. The demand for affordable rentals in our community is tremendous. Part of that is because of the population growth that Rock Hill is experiencing and the surrounding area is experiencing. And the other part is that rentals rates just continue to increase.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons that, you know, the Housing Authority was created, was to combat some of that. And that's what we're trying to do.
All right. So it's interesting when, you know, I was reading through your annual report, which, by the way, is very nicely done. I looked at, you know, the public housing, the resident profile in this. And it's very interesting that you're looking at people who have an annual gross income of around $20,000. And how they, there's no way that they could live in the city of Rock Hill if they didn't have somebody like the Rock Hill Housing Authority to help them. I mean, you can't do it when you're looking at housing that's, well, $1,500 a month apartment rentals, housing stock that's in the $400,000 range to get started.
Right.
A get started house at $400,000? It's crazy. So how is it that you're able to help these people out?
Well, you know, we operate a number of federal programs, one of which is our public housing program. So the public housing program enables us to offer 369 public housing units to families that are making 80% of the area median income and below. And so those families that are eligible for that program will pay no more than 30% of their adjusted gross income, their adjusted income.
Wow.
So, you know, the ironic thing about that, Manny, is that a lot of folks think that if you live in public housing, you don't pay any rent. That's a misnomer. There is a minimum rent for public housing. It's $50. But believe it or not, the average rental payment in public housing by a public housing resident is about $513.
Really?
Yes.
How about
that? So not a lot of folks know that.
And these are people who are working.
These are working families, yes.
And on top of that, they have to pay utilities?
And on top of that, they pay utilities, yes.
Okay.
So.
And we have a waiting list of 949 people.
I think you anticipate my next question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So when you see these numbers, a waiting list of almost 1,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and that number is just going to escalate every year.
Sure.
What can you do to even begin to stem that tide? I mean, right now you've got a nice big project going on down here at, might as well bring it up now, Heckle and Cherry Road.
Correct.
Which is going to be, what, about 150 units?
156.
156 units. And this is a private sector partnership with the Rock Hill Housing Authority.
It is.
Tell me how that works.
It is. So, you know, we were fortunate. We had a developer come to us that wanted to do a multifamily project. They brought their proposal to us. Our board vetted that particular proposal, endorsed it, gave initial approval, and we moved forward. From that point, we went to City Council, you know, asked for the approval of City Council so that this housing authority could issue multifamily tax-exempt bonds. Multifamily tax-exempt bonds are critical or a critical piece of the financing for the project on the corner of Heckle and Cherry Road. The proposal was approved by City Council, basically blessing the housing authority to issue multifamily tax-exempt bonds for that project. And so that's kind of how it all began. And of course, Manny, you saw late August, early September, the developer started clearing the land.
Right.
And, you know, site work has begun. The infrastructure is going in. And talking to the developer as today, matter of fact, said that they expect to put their first building up sometime in early spring. But again, full completion of that project is not expected until early to mid 2026. And I know David might have some notes here about the project, but I'll let him share that if he'd like.
Please do, because I think it's an interesting project. I mean, ideally, you would love to have, I would think, more partnerships like that.
We would. And we've been fortunate to have two developers who came to us. We've been fortunate to have two developers that have come to us within the last several years. The one, Greenway Development Residential, is the developer for the project at the corner of Cherry and Heckle.
Right.
And they are going to construct, newly construct, 156 units. And, you know, they requested bond financing from us of $17.1 million. Which was approved, as I shared with you at the outset, and they're going to put in a really nice facility that will have 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units in it. It will also accommodate families that are making 60% of the area median income and below.
Oh,
so there are some opportunities for folks who are making less than 60% of the area median income to get housed at that property. That property has some really, really great amenities, and I don't know, David, if you want to share what some of those amenities were.
We're trying to make this development feel like home, because that's what it's all about. I mean, obviously, you know, the housing authority is based on having a safe, decent, sanitary place to live, but we want it to be more like what normal people live in. It's going to have a pool. It's going to have all kinds of fitness facilities. It's going to have a playground for the children. You know, those kinds of things are important. 24-hour business centers. We want to make it modern to 2024 standards. I should say 2025 standards, because that's important. Our society is, you know, needs those kinds of support.
But the
facilities.
The developer could not do this project unless they could get these taxes and bonds. Correct.
Correct. That's a key part of their financing, man.
They're responsible for paying the bonds back.
They are.
It's not the full faith and credit of the city.
It's not the city, no. Nor the housing authority.
All right. Okay. So are those kinds of those kinds of dollars available for more projects if we found developers who had the land to do it?
They are, and a lot of it depends on our state housing and finance development authority. That's where a lot of those funds originate.
Ah.
And so the state housing, finance, and development authority, of course, has to allow public housing authorities to be the issuer of bonds. And so a number of housing authorities across the state, we're advocating to the State Housing Finance Development Authority that we want to be able to do more. But right now, the State Housing Finance Development Authority wants to be the sole issuer of multifamily tax-exempt bonds.
And they're getting their money from the Fed?
And they're getting bond cap from
HUD?
From the Fed, from the IRS, yes.
Okay. So they're limited, obviously.
Yeah. A lot of competition for this.
Yes.
A lot of competition.
All right. So if you had another developer right now who had a piece of land and came to you with a similar proposal, you just couldn't say, go ahead and get started. You have to go through a lengthy approval process?
It'd be the similar process. And, you know, we would certainly have our board look at it,
right.
And we would go and get all the approvals that we need to get on this end. But I think the final approval would have to come from our state housing, finance, right. And development authority.
And I got to think probably one of the biggest issues is land. Trying to find land to do projects.
Affordable land.
Affordable.
Correct.
Affordable land.
So if we take this piece of land down here at Heckle and Cherry, which is a prime corner down there, was this land that the developer was able to get on his own before he did came to you with a project?
They were.
All right, they were able to pocket that.
The good news is that we have positioned the Housing Authority to be in a position where we're nimble enough where if the opportunity comes about, we're ready to jump in and join hands with it. So,
yeah.
And that's where we need to be, obviously.
So, too, I mean, you got the mechanism. It works. You need at least 1,000 more units, probably.
At least.
Look at that. 1,000. Let's just keep it 1,000, right? 1,000 more units. I mean, I would think, and, of course, what do I know? I mean, if you could get the land, you could really accelerate this process, even though it is a competitive process.
Right.
You could accelerate it, could you not?
You could. And certainly getting the land and getting it cheaply certainly helps to keep the cost down. But, yes, we could accelerate the process. A developer could. And, of course, there's always the need to run the numbers to make sure that the numbers work. In this current environment that we're in, construction costs continue to rise.
Oh, gosh.
And so, you know, the time is always a cost factor.
So you're able to offer these new units, multifamily units, at as low as 60% of AMI.
Correct.
Now, are you able to do that through this public housing program that we talked about earlier?
Well, now, the multifamily tax-exempt bond financing program is distinct from the public housing program.
Okay.
The public housing program that I mentioned earlier is a program that HUD funds to the Rock Hill Housing Authority.
Gotcha.
Okay? And so with that program, we take applications, and then we determine persons to be eligible for the program.
Right.
And it's based on income. It's based on criminal background checks, things of that nature.
Okay.
So once a person's fully determined to be eligible and we have availability of housing for them, whether it be 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 bedroom, we call them in and ask them to sit down and put in their final application, shore up some of their income, has their family composition changed, that sort of thing. And then we will make an offer to them of a public housing unit. And again, we'll compute their income based on what their income is. They're not going to pay any more than 30%.
But down here, at this new project, is it the owner's responsibility to take care of all the rental things, or does that fall on the Housing Authority?
That does not fall on the Housing Authority.
Okay.
This developer will have its own management firm that will do the things that quite frankly we're accustomed to doing, but he will have his or her will have her own management company doing those kinds of things.
And I'm sure somebody will be looking over his shoulder to make sure that is exactly the way it was represented to the bonding authority. Okay.
Correct.
Very interesting. Whew. Okay, well, I have to take our mid-program break.
It's amazing.
Remind everybody what you're listening to. You're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. You can find out more about them online at andersongriggs.com. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. All right. The magic here at Substation 2 is these white letters that we're all going to chant out together, because we make fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week. How we do it? Count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Jerry Road, across from Winthrop.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs, we have sliced deli meat trays, we have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people, and we can supply them too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dwayne Offord, the Executive Director of the Rock Hill Housing Authority. David Casey, who's the Vice Chair of the Board, are with us today. This is a fascinating story, and I don't think anybody really knows enough about what the Housing Authority does, because I think about all the people that you're providing shelter to, that if we didn't have the Housing Authority, my God, we'd have a hell of a problem. I mean, we got a problem now, but it would just be exasperated.
Sure.
It would be worse.
It would be worse. So one of the things that I noticed from reading this report and seeing myself, I travel up and down Findlay Road every day to go back and forth to where I work and live. And the public housing units that I see there are always very good shape. You don't see trash out in the yards. You don't see, you know, stuff like you might find on Blackman Road, let's say. Okay? So you've got a system for this. When people are in your units, they got to keep them up and somebody's watching over them. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. We have a very high standard, you know, for our properties, both exterior and interior. And, you know, a lot of it we do ourselves. There are some resident volunteers that do help us on each property to maintain the grounds and pick up paper, that sort of thing. So they're a tremendous help to us. And then the other thing that we do, and I'm appreciative to our board for their decision making, and that was allowing us to contract out some of the landscaping that takes place on our properties.
Yeah.
We just don't have the resources in-house to maintain all the grounds for property that we have. So our board was certainly very supportive of us contracting out some of the grounds and landscaping work to keep our properties looking good and having the curb appeal that you see on a daily basis.
And imagine if you run into a situation where somebody is not taking care of their particular unit. After numerous discussions, I'm sure you could show them the door, because you've got quite a waiting list of people who would like to take over these units.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We have a very high standard.
But when you look at this report, the waiting list summary, my God, I mean, almost 90% of the people here on an income analysis are categorized as extremely low. That's a big issue.
It is.
It's a huge issue.
It is.
So if somebody becomes one of your tenants, you have programs, from what I read here, where you are working with them to try to improve their lot in life.
Yes.
So they can get better jobs and hopefully move out and be on their own. Is that right?
That's correct. Manny, we were fortunate enough to receive what we call a Jobs Plus program grant. That grant was a $2.3 million grant. That grant basically came to us, and it's basically a workforce development kind of a grant. It allows public housing residents between the ages of 18 and 64 to participate in it. And essentially, we have what we call Jobs Plus Community Coaches. We have Jobs Plus Career Coaches who work with families who want to participate in that Jobs Plus program, help them find and secure employment, help them access educational opportunities to improve their wages. The really good thing about the Jobs Plus program is, just let's take for example, maybe there's a family member that's already working. Maybe they're earning $14 an hour. Let's say they're able to find a job making $20 an hour. That $6 incremental difference, this grant allows them to bank that $6 increment. Maybe it will help them buy a car. Maybe it'll help them pay off a bill. But historically, it's been such that the housing authority, once you have an increase in earned income, we recalculate how much rent you pay. Well, we're still going to do that with this program. But the good thing about this grant is that the grant will now reimburse the housing authority for that incremental rental increase that corresponds to their earned increased earned income. Okay. So that's a great benefit for this program and for our participants. Another benefit with this program is that, you know, we're able to assist, you know, purchasing uniforms for folks that might go to work. You know, they might need to prepare a resume. Well, we've got folks in place that can help them prepare a resume. And we've got a number of partners that partner with us that will come to the aid of our participants and really get them ready for the next level of promotion on their job or accessing education, whether it be Winthrop, York Tech, Clinton College, or a local private trainer.
So is there any stipulation in your rental agreement with these families that they need to participate in these programs? Or can they just kind of stay there for as long as they want and not improve their lot?
There's no requirement that they participate in the Jobs Plus program, but we're marketing it every day. As I shared with you, we have Jobs Plus community coaches who just happen to be public housing residents. We have two of them, and they do a tremendous job of knocking on doors and flowering our families and telling them all the benefits of the Jobs Plus program. When a family comes in into public housing, our asset managers, we call them asset managers, property managers, sit with the family and encourage them to participate in this program because it's a benefit to them. And so we promote that, and we've had some really, really outstanding results. And David and I will share some of that with you. But, you know, just this year alone, we've enrolled 34 new participants into that program.
That's great.
We've got a total of 136 people participating in the Jobs Plus program. 76% of those families are working.
Good.
That's the employment rate that we have for that program. They're working at least 20 hours per week. The other 23% are engaged in some type of education. You know, and then I like sharing this with you. The average family that's enrolled in that program since 2023 has increased their earned income by 20%.
Great. And we're going to have to cut it off there because we're running out of time. But this is fascinating, and I'm sure you can go online and find out more about the Rock Hill Housing Authority. We're going to try to get you back on here more frequently because it's a great story to tell.
Sure.
I mean, it's a great story to tell. And, again, I go back to where would we be if we didn't have the Housing Authority doing what you're doing now. So, Dwayne, thank you very much. David, thank you for what you're doing as well.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up this segment of our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time, what we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, the specialty is fresh subs and salads. And we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters. And all three of us, four of us, five of us, ten of us, are going to say it together. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.